Today's Election Day, of course, Voting Day, in Michigan, women received the right to vote on this day, November 5th. Back in 1918, 95 years ago, Michigan was one of the earlier states to approve women's suffrage. And with us now to talk a little bit about the history is Emily Fiegel. Emily is the Assistant Director of the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame and joins us by phone. Hi, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Nice to have you aboard here with us. First of all, do we know where does the word suffrage come from? Do you happen to know that?
Sure. Well, it's an old word with an old origin. It's got a Latin root, and really it meant originally to lend support or to vote for someone. And actually the word appears in our 1787 U.S. Constitution.
So it goes back farther than we might believe.
Yeah, I think it has its roots maybe even in the 13th century medieval French.
Oh, wow, okay. Because, I mean, I think the word is frequently used to describe women's suffrage, women getting the right to vote, but it's actually got a much richer history than that. Now, Michigan women got the right to vote in 1918, but they began to organize quite a bit earlier than that, back in the 1870s. What got Michigan started down that path?
Well, Michigan was very active in the abolition movement, the movement to end slavery. And I think the women working alongside men to end slavery, they started to naturally question their own position in society. And they were learning to organize, too, at the time. So we actually have an account much earlier of a woman by the name of Ernestine Rose in 1846. Coming to Michigan. She was from New York. She was a social reformer, and she spoke before our legislature, giving really the first public call for women's suffrage in Michigan. And that's 2 years before the Seneca Falls Convention, the first national women's rights convention. So Michigan has a really rich and early proud history of working for women's suffrage, and it just sort of stemmed out of their interest in abolition.
Now, some women came up with really innovative ways to pressure lawmakers on this issue. Tell us about the pressure system one woman came up with.
Yes, this is one of my favorite stories. Lucia Voorhees Grimes, she was a suffragist from Detroit. She actually created this card catalog system. If you remember the card catalog that we used to have in libraries, she created a similar system for every member of the Michigan legislature. It recorded their views on suffrage. It also recorded anecdotal information about, you know, did they have a wife or children or daughters, that sort of thing. And women would use these cards when they went to the legislature to lobby. So they'd have sort of this playbook, if you will, of this person's views. And so this system was so effective in Michigan, it really impressed a woman by the name of Alice Paul, who was a leader of the National Women's Party. That was a much more militant, almost, if you will, suffrage group. They're the ones that protested in front of the White House with the banners. So she invited Lucia to come to Washington, D.C. to create the same card catalog system for all of the members of the U.S. Congress. And she did, and she went with her 5-year-old daughter, Emily, and we have a fantastic picture of little Emily holding her posters in favor of women's suffrage, probably being one of the youngest little suffragists in D.C. But this system eventually was called the pressure system, and it was a very effective tool for those suffragists lobbying Congress.
Emily, are any of these Michigan women acknowledged at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame?
Quite a few are. We have, in the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, we have several suffragists, many really impressive women with some really amazing stories.
Talk to us a little bit about the relationship between women's suffrage and the temperance movement. You referred to the abolitionist movement, but it's also there's also a connection to the temperance movement, and apparently liquor interests opposed women getting the vote.
They did. There was a major social fear that if women got the vote, they would immediately pass prohibition or limiting alcohol. And alcoholism was a really big problem at the time. I don't think people today understand that. It was more readily available than clean drinking water, for example. And so alcoholism was a major problem, and women had no protections, legal protections, really, from an abusive spouse or something like that, fueled by liquor. And so the liquor interest started funding the opposition groups. There's actually a group called the Michigan Association Opposed for the Further Extension of Suffrage, which is a mouthful, but it was both men and women and funded by liquor interests, trying to keep women from voting. What I think is most ironic is the 18th Amendment prohibiting the sale of alcohol was actually passed and ratified well before women were voting. So men did that all on their own.
So in November 1918, voters approved a suffrage law here in Michigan. Now, national approval was not until 1920. How did that unfold? What in those couple of years there between the two, what could Michigan women vote on and not vote on? Is that clear?
So the law was passed in November 1918, granting women the vote. It was universal suffrage for women in Michigan. However, there wasn't a federal election until November of 1920. So women were able to vote March 1919 for the first time for statewide offices. The first presidential election, for example, was in 1920. So that sort of explains how what women could vote at the time, but Michigan's suffrage story in general is one of sort of incremental gains. First, women were voting, taxpayers could vote for school trustees, then suffrage was extended to parents with school-aged children. Later, you know, they gained municipal suffrage. So it was really this incremental stepping up. And so that last piece is just so fitting with the rest of Michigan's story. First, they got to vote in statewide offices, and then finally, 1920, they, with all the other women in America, were able to vote for federal offices and the president.
We're talking with Emily Fiegel, who is the assistant director of the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, here about women's suffrage, which Michigan women received 95 years ago today. And is women's suffrage a particular interest to you? You're awfully knowledgeable about this, Emily.
Well, we did create an exhibit for the 75th anniversary of women's suffrage, national women's suffrage, a few years ago. And so that was a great time to sort of re-dig through all of our rich Michigan suffrage history. And it is. It's just such a fascinating story. And Michigan played a really important role. One of the things I'm particularly proud of is that we were one of the first three states all on the same day to ratify the 19th Amendment granting women's suffrage. And I think that's something we could all be very proud of.
Very good. Emily, very interesting topic. We appreciate you joining us. Emily Fiegel is the Assistant Director of the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. Thank you.
Thank you.